is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So what does it all mean, being in lockdown this time? Because it's changed every single time, right? We're now the third time in the third wave.
Third time's a charm.
By the way, third wave always sounds so cool. You're like, oh, it's the third wave.
Does it?
It's not cool at all. It's like the least cool thing.
Yeah. You know, but even less cool is a fourth wave. That would suck.
That would suck. And hopefully we're going to not have that problem. Now, the position of our government on the provincial level is that we want to get 40% of adults vaccinated by the end of the month.
Cool.
So this lockdown is really supposed to make a dent.
Yes.
And we're hoping that it does. And so the first thing we got to talk about are these mobile vaccination clinics.
Yes.
So if you're in a hard hit area, and a lot of Toronto, Peel spots are, there are hot spots, they call them. Anybody over the age of 18 can get a vaccine, which is kind of cool, right? And we were looking up some of the addresses today, and you just basically, they posted online your postal code. So, you know, let's say your postal code is M5V, something like that. I think that's King West, which is where we are right now.
Yeah.
M5V would be a hard hit area. So you can, you know, the vaccination clinics, you register, you'll get a notification, and you got to show up. You got to, it's like kind of like, you know, showing up for an ice cream truck, except it's way cooler. And then you kind of go and you're there. But the other thing that's interesting about these lockdowns is that in the meantime, while we're all waiting for our vaccines, you can still play soccer.
Yep.
Fields will be open. You can still play baseball.
You can still play golf.
You can still play golf. You can go outside for, I guess, a quote-unquote workout.
Can you can you do tennis?
Yes, I'd imagine.
I believe
so.
You
double
can.
Check,
I promised my girlfriend we'd play tennis this summer.
Well, that's one of the only activities that you can do, so you better get on it.
Yeah, but I was hoping we wouldn't be able to, and now it looks like I'm committed to tennis.
It's kind of nice, though, because like this time last year, we weren't entirely sure on the outside activities, the recreational activities that we could do. A lot of the playgrounds were shut down.
It was a cold, miserable spring until the end of May. Anyway.
And now it's beautiful, so hopefully, you know, with the warmer temperatures, we're not going to take advantage of it, but we can get outside, you know, activities.
The other thing is, you can be outside with five people.
Yes.
If you're distanced.
If you're
masks
fully
on.
Distant, yeah.
And the other thing is, weddings.
This was a weird one.
Yeah.
So explain this one to me, because I don't get this one.
Okay, so from what I read, weddings indoor, like indoor ceremonies, are still allowed, but can only run at a 15% capacity.
Right.
And that's distance, masks, everything else, too.
Okay. But outdoor weddings are also allowed with no guest limit as long as everyone is able to stay 2 meters apart.
So you could have a bunch of people as long as you have a huge, you know, piece of land there, right?
Yeah.
Well, who wants to get married? Because my birthday's next week and I want to have a party.
Yeah. Well, you know what, TJ and I have been kind of flirting with the idea of getting married.
It's the whole will-they-won't-they thing that's been going on for 2 years. And frankly, I think that's why people listen to this
show. I'm ready.
Yeah, well, it'll be, you know what, the thing is that, like, obviously they're asking us all to stay at home and do our part and whatever.
Yeah,
I think I was somebody forwarded me an article on finish line anxiety. You should Google this.
Okay.
Ooh. Where you're so close. You're so close, but because there's no actual end date.
Yeah.
Like with school, when you're in school and you're in your exams, you had an end date. I know when my exams are going to be over. When you're going through something hard normally, you have like an end date. Here's the plan. We don't really have that. And then we compare ourselves to the Americans who have, I think by mid-month this month, everybody will have access to a vaccine in the United States.
Yeah.
It's Blue Jays has played a game with 50,000 people.
Yeah. Yes, like, it's messing with us, right? Yeah. So if we can just keep our head for like a little bit longer, and I know that's a lot to ask, and believe me, I've had some really dark moments lately.
Yep.
I think we're going to be through this faster than we think.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend in Vancouver yesterday, and he was asking how we've been feeling, and I feel like the hardest part is the opening, then the closing, then the opening, then the closing, then the opening, then the closing again. But with this one, it just feels different. When they made the announcement yesterday about 18 plus in the high-risk areas, which has frankly been a really big problem with the vaccine.
Yeah.
Now that they finally addressed that, it feels like we're going to make some strides if we can just hang on a little bit longer.
Mm. It was actually some good news with the bad news. And teachers, that is the big one, right? So,
Okay, now we need teachers, because here's where the major transmissions are. Yeah. It's schools, it's warehouses, it's things like that. Mm-hmm. We need to get the warehouses done, we need to get the teachers done, we got to get the hotspots done, and a lot of our problems are going to go away.
So
and thankfully, we're not even talking about long-term care facilities in the same way that we were before.
Absolutely.
We're still talking about them. But the vaccines have been there, and that's such a huge thing.
And they're working.
There is some positivity here. I know. It's like blood from a stone at this point. But it is there. If you look for it, it's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever wanted to go home and say, hey, Drake, what's up?
Yes.
Because we're friends and neighbors.
So many times.
Most days.
Now, Jax has driven by Drake's house a million times, knows what the security car, security driver drives. Because there is a security driver outside Drake's house. That's just sits there all day.
It's not true.
No, it is true.
Isn't it?
It is true. Yeah. It is true. I love him.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. Drake's, one of the houses on Drake Street is up for sale, 45 Park Lane Circle. Now, this place has been up for sale on and off for a while.
A bunch of times, yeah.
It's just down from where Prince used to live. 4 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, because you need 2 bathrooms per bedroom.
That's right.
When you live in Bridal Path.
That's what I've been saying.
Enough garage and driveway space for 20 cars.
It's not enough.
Oh, not nearly enough.
No.
25
minimum or get out of my face?
The funny thing about this house is that it's been, you know, like the real estate market in Toronto is super hot.
Yeah.
But if you get above a certain range, there are only so many buyers.
Yeah.
And so this house was sold a couple years ago, and then the owners, I don't think, did anything to it. It just sort of sat there. So it's a little overgrown, and the vegetation and everything's a mess now. So you're buying a house that literally hasn't been touched for years.
You have to do a bunch of stuff too.
Well, and it's very 80s. So to give you an idea, in the basement, there are mirrored walls around a pool table.
Love it.
And a bar that is, remember the, when you go to like an old dive bar and there's like leather on the outside of the bar, like they have a soft bar. It's got one of those.
Yeah.
And then it's got a hair salon in the basement.
Perfect.
Enough for 8 people.
Run a secret hair salon up there. There you go.
Well, cuts. What's it called when you get your hair curled?
Permed?
Perm.
Yeah.
You know those perm machines that come down?
Yeah.
There's 8 of those perm machines. They're just sitting there. Do people even have perm machines anymore? Do they even exist in salons?
I think they do perms differently. I don't know. I'm not sure. But either way, we're going to run a secret hair ring up in the bridal
path. Well, maybe that would be the way to get it done, right? All of us need a haircut. Yeah.
Having 8 of them is a lot, too. Like, I imagine having 2 would be more than enough for your home.
Right.
I love that of all things in this house that we're stuck on, we're like, those perm machines in the basement, man.
Just weird.
Like,
And imagine buying it's listed for $14 million.
Oh.
So you could buy a $14 million house and you can get somebody's used perm machine.
Good.
8 times over.
Well, no, you use one for parts, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Just in case one of them falls apart. You can't buy them anymore.
No, exactly. You use 7 and 1 for parts.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Well, were we wrong?
Yeah.
Yep.
Apparently, the machines in the basement of the $14 million house, which, by the way, the machines in the hair salon of the basement of the $14 million house that has red shag carpet. It's not a perm machine. It's a hair dryer.
Yeah. We've been
there are 8 of them.
Inundated with text.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't think this. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're right. No, I've never had my hair permed. I don't know. But the people, all I can think of is the in the movies with the curlers.
Yeah.
And they're sitting under the thing and
so
they're reading a magazine.
Anything. And now that I think back on it, like that does make sense because I've had my hair dyed before and like that'll make it happen faster.
Oh, okay.
But like all of us have really short hair and we don't know, okay?
That's why we have you.
Yeah, thank you for texting us.
I'm just shocked that we were actually wrong. Like at what point in the last 2 years or so that we've been doing the show have we ever been wrong about anything
so
ever?
Many times.
Every single time we open the microphones up, we're wrong.
Are you sure?
Pretty much.
I don't know.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Taylor Swift surprise released another song from The Vault. And some people are hypothesizing that it's about Joe Jonas. It's called Mr. Perfectly Fine. So this song was originally written back in 2008 to be on the Fearless album.
Yes.
And it didn't make it?
Didn't make it. She left it off the record.
Yeah.
The lyrics address a change of heart and how the person is doing just fine now. And many fans think it's about Joe Jonas.
And here's the thing. Yesterday, Sophie Turner, Joe's wife, of course, from Game of Thrones, wrote back to Taylor Swift and was like, it's not a bop. Like, likes the song. And then Taylor actually tweeted back, forever bending the knee for the Queen of the North. So, like, they're just razzing each other. It's really funny. Man. Yeah.
That's neat.
Okay. Thanks, Tej.
By the way, her re-recording of the 2008 album Fearless is coming tonight at midnight. It's Taylor's version, so that'll be fun. Ketchup packets are being sold on eBay amid the 2021 shortage. So if you open up your fridge and you got some leftovers, you should sell them. Prices for the packets have spiked 13% since January last year amid increased demand.
Who was selling them January last year?
That's what I want to know. That was pre-pandemic.
Just
who's selling ketchup? Weird. Close to 20 batches of 50 ketchup packets recently sold for $9.99. Another offered 100 packets for $11.99 or 250 for $17.29, with nearly 150 sold as of yesterday. So people are buying these.
Like, what is happening?
We're bored.
Yeah. Right?
Just need something, right? Hey, we're under a new stay-at-home order, and here's what you need to know about that. Residents are currently being asked to stay at home unless they have to make an essential trip. However, they did say that outdoor exercise could be considered essential. If your job can be done remotely, the Ontario government is asking that you work from home and don't go into the office. In-person shopping at non-essential retail stores, including malls, is now prohibited. Curbside pickup and online shopping, of course, still a thing. Weddings are a bit of a weird one. Indoor ceremonies are still allowed, but can only be run up to 15% capacity, where outdoor weddings are also allowed with no guest limit as long as everyone is able to stay 2 meters apart. Sounds like this is going to be happening for the next 4 weeks. Some good news from yesterday's press conference. If you're 18 plus and you live in certain postal codes, you can now get vaccinated. According to the province, high-risk areas include parts of Toronto, Durham, Milton, Hamilton, Mississauga, Brampton, Ottawa, Niagara, Simcoe, Muskoka, Waterloo, and Windsor. So go online and see if you're eligible. I was looking online to see if I could register for it too, or just like see where you can find the website. I had a little bit of trouble finding it, so I'm not sure if they've not updated it just yet or if maybe that part of the website isn't up, but just keep checking and, you know, let's get vaccinated. That's what's trending in TJ.
Thank you, TJ. We got $100,000 and a brand new Ghosted for you coming up at 8 o'clock. So I hope you're ready to get crazy and win some big money.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Guys, I want you to meet Jessica, who met a guy named Will on Tinder, which is already suspect. Am I right?
Yeah, it's a little
okay.
Sus.
But they did meet, and apparently things went kind of well. Jessica, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on. Tell us what happened with Will. Tinder match 3 weeks ago. What happened from there?
Okay, well, as far as I knew, things were going amazing. You know, we had talked quite a bit, and we decided we were going to meet in the park. And he told me, you know what, come, I've got a surprise for you. So I thought, well, this is going to be a little interesting. So I get there, he has a picnic laid out. I mean, just, he's got wine, he's got cheeses. I mean, just, this is like a fairy tale.
Yeah.
You know, just insane. And I'm, you know, checking my pulse just to make sure I'm alive.
Yeah, wow. Of course.
But it's just amazing. And we had great conversation. And then, you know, we said goodbye. He said, oh, yeah, I'll call you. You know, we can go on another date. And then I text him just because I wanted to check up, you know, see what was going on. And I haven't heard back from him. I mean, no, nothing. No, I changed my mind. No, maybe next time. You know, I mean, just absolutely nothing. He's just totally ghosting me. And I don't know why. Because as far as I knew, it ended really great.
Maybe he's feeling pressure. Maybe he's feeling pressure to make the second date just as good as the first. Because based on the first date, he needs to take you to space now.
That's a pretty. It's a good date. It's a good date. I'm impressed. Okay.
Look bad.
Yeah. Usually when from what I've heard from my girlfriends that are single, they're like, yeah. Most guys will be like, oh, I'll be at this bar at blah 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 blah. If you want to like show up or whatever. So
yeah, this is a gentleman.
Yeah.
Chivalry.
He actually asked you
chivalry.
Out. Chivalry.
Cool. I like this.
All right. So listen, let's call him next, and we'll find out what the heck happened.
Okay. Cool. Thanks.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So if you haven't met Jessica, she had one of the coolest dates we've heard of recently. One where they actually got together in person. Yeah. Ooh, amazing. Jessica, you met this guy, Will. He was on Tinder 3 weeks ago. You showed up to the date, and he had a full picnic laid out.
It was amazing. I mean, truly fairy tale romance. It was just, it was something that I thought was going to really go somewhere.
But it didn't, because he never got back to you after the date, right?
Never.
No,
not like that. Don't
so
like that.
Before we make the call and find out with you listening on the phone what the heck happened, are you sure you want to make the call? Because sometimes the answers can be a little harsh.
You know, since it went so well, I'm the type of person that if you don't want to see me, just say, you know, see you later. I don't care. Yeah. I don't want to talk to you. But at least give me a response.
My favorite is, you know? I'm getting a friend vibe.
Oh, that's you're my like, favorite. No, it's the vibe checkpoint.
Oh, no. All right.
I respect that, though. You want answers.
Yeah. All right. So let's give him a shout.
Hello?
Hi there. We're looking for Will.
Hey. This is Will.
Will, Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. How's it going for you?
He's chilling.
Good, I guess. What's up?
So we're wondering about a ghosting that we heard occurred at your place. You went out for a nice picnic date with Jessica. It was very romantic. And then you never responded to her when she said, hey, thanks so much over text. What happened?
Picnic date? What are you talking about? Is Jessica fine? I mean, what do you mean I ghosted her?
Like, you went out on a date with Jessica.
And then you never responded to her,
yeah,
right?
Didn't get back to her.
It's ghosting.
I mean, if by date you mean we watched Netflix last night and I did a little bit more than just text her, I don't really know what you're talking about. Is my wife okay? Is everything fine?
Jessica, what the hell?
What is going on?
Jessica's here.
Hey, honey.
Hey, babe. What's going
okay.
on?
Okay, so I've got something to tell you. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you know we've been trying for a little bit, but I'm pregnant.
What?
Yeah, oh my God, I just found out this morning, and I want to do something really cool, so, you know, I called our friends up here, radio station, and I'm so excited. Oh
for the record, we're not in on this, Will. Yeah. We had no idea. And
I
that's
wondered
what,
when this was going to happen.
This is not what ghosting is about. Yeah.
We thought you just stood her up. We didn't realize that you guys are having a child.
Jessica, you're sneaky.
Oh my
Look,
God.
I love you guys. I'm such a big fan. And I just wanted you, I mean, I have my friends. They're listening on the home. And I just wanted
that's
to
slippery.
Surprise everyone.
That's slippery.
There's two parts of me. Like, one, congratulations.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is really exciting news. But then there's the other part of me that thinks that you robbed us of my favorite part of the week.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. How can I make it up to you?
Sneaky.
Ghost your husband.
Don't worry about them, babe. This is amazing. This is great.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Adam's been awfully quiet.
Everybody's so excited, Adam. Aren't you?
I'm sure it's exciting for you. Guys, we're going to let you go, okay? But thanks for your time and congrats. And
congratulations.
And wish you the best.
Don't do that again.
Babe, just hang right there. I'm leaving work right now. We need to celebrate.
Yo, flat out, this is gross.
Yeah. No.
This is
I love you. Hurry home. I got a surprise for you.
They're chatting. Be quiet.
This is great. We're going to start a new segment. It's called I'm Pregnant, and we're just going to call people randomly.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Important dating question. And no, this has nothing to do with that annoying ghosted that we just had. How different does your partner's music taste, or how different can it be before it becomes a problem? Meaning that, like, you guys, or maybe it's not a problem at all. But if you dated somebody with, like, completely different taste in music, and you're like, oh my God, I want to, every time you put on a playlist, I want to scream.
I dated someone that was into, like, hardcore EDM music.
Oh, raver gal.
Yeah, like rave music. And, like, I like
glow sticks in the freezer.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I had flower crowns all over the apartment. It was weird. And I remember thinking, this is a bit much for a Saturday morning when I'm making breakfast.
Okay.
And that was the closest I've ever felt.
Jax?
I dated a girl for a hot minute who only listened to 70s disco. Like, and I love 70s disco, but, like, it was
so
only
scary.
70s disco.
That is very specific.
Very specific, and it was always on.
Did you date my mom? Like,
did you?
That's all
you want me to be? I can be your stepmom.
Stepmom Jax! Stepmom Jax!
I'm going to marry Marilyn. Whoa. There we go.
Virgin Mornings with Stepmom Jax.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, no, I think what's interesting is that, oh, come on, we all thought it. Now, what's interesting about this is you can judge someone based on their music taste.
Yeah.
And they have found this in studies. They're saying researchers found that when they categorized a type E or those with a bias towards empathizing, they preferred mellow music and might fall for genres like R&B and soft rock. And those that prefer, like that follow in the intense dimension, go for genres such as heavy metal, hard rock, and, you know, some of the kind of the harder hip hop.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, and basically, and then, so I guess the hard rock tend also, they also go towards logic-based thinking rather than showing empathy. So rather than caring about your feelings, it's like, what's logical here?
Interesting.
I find that interesting, too.
Yeah, that's actually fascinating. And also makes a lot of sense when I think a lot of folks in my life who listen to, like, hard rock and how they react.
My brother, Jax?
My brother listened to only hard rock, and he doesn't really show a lot of empathy.
Yeah. So where do you fall in that? Softy boy or the logic boy?
This is gonna be biggest eye roll answer ever, but like my music tastes are all over.
Oh, don't. No.
No, seriously, like if you go through my Spotify list, I'll have Elvis, which will go into like Bon Iver, that he, listening to songs he wrote in the woods, and then I'll go into like hardcore music I was listening to in grade 9. My girlfriend hates my Spotify list because it's all over the map.
I won't even share mine.
Really?
It's embarrassing.
I never put mine out. Because mine goes from like, mine will have like Dua Lipa and then Van Halen. Yeah. And then it's sort of like, it's all over the place. So it's sort of, people are like, I don't know what to expect from you. I'm like, all of this is good. Go away. Yeah. And then, so it's just me by myself.
I love my girlfriend's playlist. Like she may even makes me playlists. She has great taste in music.
Sweet.
But she wouldn't probably like mine because it's just either like Alexis on Fire or like rave music.
Really?
I have a lot of patience for other people's taste in music. Yeah. I really do. And I don't think I would ever break up with someone because of their taste in music.
Would.
But having said that, if you got Meghan Trainor saved, you gotta
There's
go.
There's nothing wrong with Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, no, except for
I got one. I got one. If I have to date somebody else whose favorite artist is John Mayer.
Okay.
I'm done.
No.
If I have to hear slow dancing in a burning room,
don't do this.
One more time and listen to some other person tell me that, oh, it's so deep.
TJ?
I'm like, no.
TJ dates a John Mayer fan.
I know. And I love Val. Yeah. I love Val, but I don't love Val in that way. Which is a good thing. I think that's healthy, right?
No. I want you to be in love with my girlfriend, so.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We are now under another stay-at-home order, and here's what you need to know. Residents are currently being asked to stay at home unless they have to make an essential trip. The government did say that outdoor exercise can be considered essential. If your job can be done remotely, the government is asking that you work from home and don't go into the office. In-person shopping at non-essential retail stores, including malls, is now prohibited. However, curbside is still a thing. Weddings are a weird one, though. This means that indoor wedding ceremonies are still allowed, but can only run at 15% capacity. And outdoor weddings are also allowed with no guest limit, as long as everyone is able to stay two meters apart. Sounds like we're going to be living like this for at least the next 4 weeks. Some good news from yesterday, however, if you are 18 plus and live in certain postal codes, you can now get vaccinated.
Incredible.
These high-risk areas are in parts of Toronto, Durham, Milton, Hamilton, Mississauga, Brampton, Ottawa, Niagara, Simcoe, Mississauga, Waterloo, and Windsor. So go online and see if you're eligible. I did try earlier this morning. I don't know if they haven't updated the website yet or if there's going to be a whole new way to register, but it didn't look like when I looked that it was up yet, but just keep posting on that and just go see if you're eligible by your postal code.
From what I saw, they said they're updating it over the weekend. It should be ready by like Sunday or
Incredible.
Monday.
Awesome.
Fantastic news.
Excellent.
Good stuff. Maybe you should actually start Googling your symptoms. You always hear people say, don't Google your symptoms. It'll freak you out. Well, according to a new study out of Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, it's not such a bad thing for people to Google their own symptoms because we actually do a pretty good job of the self-diagnosis. It means we usually find out that we're not dealing with the worst-case scenario, and that helps with our anxiety. So you might not pinpoint exactly what's wrong, but at least you're going to rule out the worst-case scenario. Doctors behind the study did say, however, this isn't true for everyone.
Yeah.
If you do tend to be a worst-case scenario type of person, maybe avoid running to Google every time you have a sniffle.
I have no business on Google looking up what's wrong with me.
I don't think doctors have any sort of like, they're not upset if you come and say, hey, listen, here's what I saw.
Yeah.
But if you're telling the doctor what you have and the doctor's saying, no, that's not what you have, then they start probably to get annoyed, right?
Yeah, I would think so. JoJo Siwa has spoken out for the first time in depth after coming out. In her interview, she said it was incredibly hard reading the comments after coming out.
Yeah.
She said, I was thinking that all the comments were going to be nice and supportive, and they weren't. My thing is, I don't want people to watch my videos or buy my merchandise if they aren't going to support not only me, but the LGBTQ community. She spoke about her decision to not put an explicit like label on herself when coming out, saying that she's still figuring out exactly how she identifies.
I loved it. Like, if I had somebody like that to look up to when I was, you know, 8 or 9 or 14 or whatever, like, that would be incredible. She's so cool, and I'm so glad she's speaking out so candidly.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Another keyword for $100,000 and destroy your debt. Right after Maroon 5 and Megan Thee Stallion, that'll be at 9. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Bit of a silly time. And by silly, we mean sometimes depressing. So we're trying to rank some of the things that are still fun to do.
Yeah.
And eating is for sure one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, today, want to do one that we've been trying to, like, waiting on doing for the longest time, and we couldn't find the right time to do it. Now is the right time. Fast food sides. Meaning, your favorite side. You can't, it's not like the burger.
Nope.
It's what comes with the burger.
That's right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So we're going to give you ours, and then you give us yours at 999-99. Jax, kick us off.
Off to Harvey's we go, because we're getting onion rings.
Ooh.
Those are incredible. Just the right amount of crispy and greasy. Leave a little dust on your hands. You can dip them in ketchup or mayo. Let's go.
Or ketchup and mayo, like some weirdos. I had a friend in high school that would put mayo on the bottom and ketchup on the top. So
yeah, special
a
sauce.
A little sandwich.
That's what it's called. Jax, I'm accompanying you to Harvey's.
Oh!
For a little Harvey's poutine.
Oh.
There's a Harvey's in Liberty Village where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been more than a few times that I have just been craving. And I go there, and they just glob on the cheese and the gravy. And I sit there, and I eat it all in one sitting. And then I lay on the couch and think about my life. But before that point, boy, does it feel good. Harvey's poutine.
I love Harvey's.
I will not be joining you at Harvey's. Mm. Guys, I'm going down the street to Wendy's.
Love Wendy's.
For their baked potato.
Yes.
That's baked potato.
Sour cream. Chives. You're always eating it off your knees in that container that's really too small. And always threatens to tip over onto your knee.
Always.
You know what I'm talking about? And it definitely always burns the roof of your mouth.
Yes.
Has to.
It's so hot.
But the potato goodness and the tang of that sour cream, it's going to keep you satisfied all the way up to the cottage. Because that's the only time you get Wendy's baked potatoes for some reason. It's like you're going up to someone's cottage. I don't know why, unless you're Jax. Obviously, Jax gets it other times. Yeah.
I get it when I'm on my way home or on my way anywhere. Taco Bell, is that you? Because we're getting fries supreme, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
I just love fries supreme.
What are they?
Okay, so they're just like regular fries, but on top of it, it's like the like cheese liquid and then the meat sauce. And then they have like chopped fresh tomatoes. Like the freshest part is the tomatoes. Yeah. These tomatoes on top, and they are,
It's cheese liquid because it's probably not liquid cheese.
It's definitely cheese adjacent, though.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, I love fries supreme, yes.
Number two, A&W onion rings.
Oh.
Some places attempt onion rings, and I won't name names, but they fail miserably.
Oh.
But my goodness, has A&W figured it out? Because they have the perfect amount of crunch, and sometimes when you bite into an onion ring, the onion is still too, like, raw.
Yes, yeah.
And they get too stringy, and you pull it out of the deep-fried goodness. Where A&W,
always
in
perfect.
My experience, always perfect, always the perfect bite. Good love pick. An A&W onion ring.
Okay, number two for me. Guys, we're going to McDonald's.
Oh.
And I'm putting McDonald's fries at number two. That's right. Crispy, salty, so oily that your fingers taste as good as the fries do afterwards. You almost want to bite down on your thumb. You're like, delicious. And by the way, nobody ever gives the crunchy fries that are a little too small at the bottom of the bag credit. Those are good fries. There's good crunch to those.
I also think that they spill a little extra in the bag just so like you have something to look
There's
forward to after.
Bag
They're
fries.
Always bag fries. Always. I love the bag fries.
Yes. Love it. All right. Number one.
Now, you had this on your list, Adam Wilde, but I put it at number one. Baked potatoes from Wendy's. But I'm not sure if they do this exact one anymore, but they used to have a broccoli and cheese one. That was
so damn
good. They used to have like a full-blown lineup of baked potatoes at Wendy's, and it was so damn good. And I used to put a little extra butter on it. A little extra butter on top.
I'm shocked. Your broccoli and cheese? I'm sorry.
Don't do this. A little extra butter and then some salt and then some hot sauce.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
here we go.
Room for mayo on there too or what?
Don't tempt me.
TJ?
It's McDonald's fries.
Really?
Number one. It's an absolute pillar of society and the power that the McDonald's fry has. Have you ever gotten into an elevator or maybe into a hallway and you take two whiffs and you can smell the McDonald's fries?
Man.
it makes you completely abandon whatever plans you had that night for dinner. There have been times where I've gotten in the elevator, I had food prepped at home, I had the cupboards were full, and I said, nope, it's a McDonald's night because of these fries. Oh. I love them, and you can shove as many as you want in your big dumb mouth. McDonald's fries, number one.
I'm going to go way off board with number one.
Okay. Where are
you guys ready for this?
Where are you going?
We're going to Swiss Chalet, kids.
Don't do this.
We're getting French fries from Swiss Chalet. And they can't be the rip-off Harvey's French fries. Because you know when they have the Harvey's Swiss Chalet combo restaurants?
No.
They always give you the Harvey's fries. I want the original soft Swiss Chalet fries. And I want that dipping sauce. It's the only fries without crunch where I've been like, these are insane. They are so good. It's like a potato. It's like a half potato, half French fry, or like a hash fry. It's amazing.
You went there.
Yeah. Wow. And here's the thing. They always have that chicken aroma to them. Smells delicious.
don't like that.
Listen, it's time for yours, okay? 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. The question is, what are your top three fast food sides from 3 to 1? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're looking for your top three fast food sides. TJ, give me one text message right now, the kind of example we're looking for.
Burger King mac and cheese bites.
Ooh.
They're newer, and I like them.
I have never tried them.
They're so good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another one from the 905. This is a weird one. Arby's loaded curly fries.
Excuse me? That's not a weird one. They're so good. I forgot about those.
Dude, I don't even know where an Arby's is.
I love Arby's.
I don't really think Arby's is anyone's first choice. You know?
TJ?
Is it? Has anyone sat there and thought, I want some Arby's today?
Yeah, I love Arby's. I love Arby's. Because it's like a sandwich and then cheese sauce on it.
Sounds good.
Stop it.
From the 647, Five Guys Cajun Fries.
Never had them.
I've never had Five Guys. No, I've never had it.
It's a religious experience. It's so good. Another one from the 905, Popeye's Fries. They are wonderfully crispy, and you got to dip them in the blackened ranch.
Ooh. Okay, now we got a call here. Because my number one was Swiss Chalet fries.
Yeah.
So go ahead, because we have a four. You worked at Swiss Chalet?
I used to be a Swiss Chalet employee. Okay. I'm now a healthcare professional.
Oh, okay. All right. What in the same, like, really?
Okay, so did you guys know, right? Did you guys know that Swiss Chalet actually cuts their fries, we do everything. We grab the potatoes and we make them into fries. We don't get them shipped in.
I knew there was a difference, because with the Harvey's ones, they're like, here's the crappy Harvey fries.
They are home cut. They take the time and they take that love and they just press it onto that potato and it slices into fries. Then they blanch them. Oof. And then they use them later that day.
Ooh,
it is beautiful.
Ooh.
I'm going to say something, and it's going to be unpopular, but I'm the only one that's brave enough to say it. Homemade fries are garbage, and I much prefer the mailed-in fries that are frozen in bags.
We don't know him.
At places like McDonald's. And listen, I don't know what...
Wait, don't get me wrong. I agree with you on the McDonald's thing. Like, when you're like, you know what? All plans are abandoned. I'm getting McDonald's, because I do that sometimes. And even though I'm not supposed to be doing it because, you know, COVID restrictions.
No, keep fighting him, TJ.
Finances, you know? But
TJ, tell him.
they cut them from fresh. They're as fresh as you can get.
He just wants to be fresh, TJ.
Yeah. Load me up on chemicals, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah. I want these acid washed. Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, darling.
No worries. Love you guys.
Other text messages, Teach?
Yeah, we got two more from the 416. Does crazy bread from Little Caesars count?
Sure, yes. Why not?
I'll allow it. Last one here. Nando's barbecued corn on the cob.
Okay, we need to talk more about Nando's.
A little cheeky
if
Nando's.
You've never been to Nando's. The first time I had it, I was in London, England. It's huge
really?
Over there.
Yeah.
And they have, I think they have like 30 stores over here, but I think they had to close a bunch because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh my
Nando's
God.
Nando's is so good. And they
it's
have so many
so
sauces.
Good.
So many sauces.
Piri Piri, man. Piri Piri's number one on that list. It's so good. Check it out if you got one in your neighborhood. By the way, I do want to read this text out, or do we have one more to go?
No, go for it.
Okay. From the 416. I've never wanted fast food so much at 9 a.m. You guys are the worst.
I know. We're sorry.
No, we're not. And you are welcome.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Hey, gang, we're under another stay-at-home order. Here's what you got to know about this one. Residents are being asked currently to stay at home unless they have to make an essential trip. However, they did say that outdoor exercise can be considered essential. If your job can be done remotely, the Ontario government is asking that you work from home and don't go into the office. In-person shopping at non-essential retail stores, including malls, is now prohibited. However, curbside is still a thing. Weddings are a bit of a weird one. Indoor ceremonies are still allowed, but can only run at 15% capacity. Okay. Outdoor weddings are also allowed with no guest limit, as long as everyone is able to stay 2 meters apart. Sounds like these changes will be like this for the next at least 4 weeks. Some good news from yesterday, though. If you're 18 plus and live in certain postal codes, you can now get vaccinated. According to the province, high-risk areas, including parts of Toronto, Durham, Milton, Hamilton, Mississauga, Brampton, yeah. Ottawa, Niagara, Simcoe, Muskoka, Waterloo, and Windsor are eligible. So go see if you are able to online. It sounds like they're going to have all of that set up to register at the end of the weekend. But it's still really positive. So there's some good stuff there. Maybe you should actually start Googling your symptoms, because you might actually diagnose yourself right. You always hear people say, don't go on WebMD. You're just going to freak yourself out. Well, according to a new study at a Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, it's not such a bad thing for you to Google your own symptoms, because we actually do a pretty good job on the diagnosis. Not saying that you pinpoint exactly what you have, but you figure out that you're not dealing with the worst case scenario, and it helps with their anxiety. However, doctors behind the study did say that this might not be true for everyone. And if you tend to be a worst case scenario type person, maybe don't hop on the internet and type in your symptoms, because you won't like what you find. I'm definitely one of those people.
I have a bump on my foot, and I looked it up, and I was certain.
Yeah, when are you losing the foot?
It was a tumor, and it turned out to be a small bone spur.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
There was a point when they were populating that stuff, like, what was it, WebMD or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything led to cancer.
Yeah. And it's like,
For people that are hypochondriacs, that is not good.
No, it pairs very well with my anxiety. Yeah.
Taylor Swift surprise released another song from The Vault, and some people believe it's about Joe Jonas. It's called Mr. Perfectly Fine. So she said that she had this song written back in 2008, and it was supposed to be on the Fearless album. Obviously, it didn't make it. The lyrics address a change of heart and how the person is doing fine now, and many fans think it's about Joe Jonas.
Hmm.
Fearless, by the way, the re-record of it is coming out tonight at midnight.
I can't wait.
I know. I'm actually really
I know
you're
like a mega Swifty, so I know you're probably pumped for this.
That was my Swifty era, too. Like Fearless and Speak Now. Those are my two albums.
Radical.
Yeah. Cool guy alert. Yeah.
Hey, yo, Taylor Swift is great. Don't infringe. Red is one of my favorite albums, so there it is.
It's hard to say that this is my favorite Taylor Swift album without someone laughing at you, because even I almost instinctually laughed at you.
Well, you know what? I don't care.
I think we should keep debating between two grown men, which is the best. No, I'm just kidding. I love Taylor Swift.
See?
Hater over there.
I'm just trying to razz you. And the song's really good, okay?
You can't pretend not to like Taylor Swift.
Keith Urban said last week that she's one of the best songwriters ever, and I can't disagree with that.
She knows the formula.
Yeah,
she does.
Really does. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. And we've got a Google Smart Home Mini to give you. Already text coming in saying they support TJ to win trivia. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sad news to report as we give you the Google Smart Home Mini with producer Jesse's trivia. The person that was hitting on TJ and said he had sexy hair and was the sexiest man on Virgin Radio has now jumped ship to Jax in the last 10 minutes.
Because she is pretty and sexy.
And knows all the songs on Virgin Radio and has such amazing dance moves. Well, that's true. That's very true. Now, producer Jesse, the game we are going to play on Throwback Thursday is...
So you're going to hear five songs in the span of 5 seconds, and then after that you'll have 5 seconds to list as many songs as you can.
Oh my God.
So I only need the names of the song. Forget the artist. If you name the song, you'll get a point.
Okay.
And each of you will get to pick the year that you want.
Oh God.
Pick your person. Adam Wilde, TJ, or Jax, the 999-999 right now, because as soon as we get started, we stop counting you. All right,
I'm nervous already.
All right, so TJ, you are up first.
Great.
You get to pick a year, 2005 through 2010. Which year do you want?
Can I have 2009?
Let's cue it up. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Far along this road, gotta get boom.
Is this Poker Face count?
I think we gave him Poker Face.
All right.
So
he didn't realize that. He thought that was a different song. So
yeah.
That's fair.
Okay.
I apologize.
Give him Poker Face. That's
oh my God, I'm
three.
Sorry.
Well done.
Three points for TJ.
Scary guys. Like every French test I ever had. 3 out of 5.
All right, there you miss Boom Boom Pow and Heartless.
Great year.
All right. Adam Wilde, you are up next.
2010, sir.
2010. All right.
On the radio at this station, and TJ was in high school.
That was grade 12 for me. I was trying to find a prom date. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
so old, man. All right, Adam. 32 has never felt so old. All right, you ready?
Are you ready?
Okay, all right.
Hit it. Fuzzy feeling, get him chills, use the wish right now.
Wake up. Okay, so TikTok, love the way you lie.
That's,
I knew the one. It's so hard. I knew everyone.
Damn.
Wow.
If you could
name it at the time,
mm-hmm.
nope. Bad Romance mm-hmm. was in there. If you could name it at the time, it'd be so much easier, but you can't.
Yeah, but that's not the game.
Yeah. So that's 2 points for Adam. You missed Airplanes. You just and then he said California Girls, TikTok, Bad Romance, Love the Way You Lie. So yeah, those are all
Airplanes.
The songs.
What
so
song?
I got two?
You got two.
Damn.
Yes. Jax, what year?
So what are left to choose from?
You got 08, 07, 06, and 05.
Oh, damn. Let's go with 06.
2006. Are you ready?
The year we graduated high school, Jax. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hit it. But think twice. I'm stressing. I see nothing.
I saw y'all. I think to turn you on. Crazy buttons. Temperature and...
SOS, and
SOS.
You're beautiful.
Oh, you're beautiful,
boy.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
James Blunt.
Man, remember that?
Wow.
Was a film?
And I saw. Sorry.
It's just him, like, taking off his clothes and then jumps off the boat.
You're James Blunt.
No.
All right. Scoreboard check. TJ 3, Adam 2, Jax 3.
So it's a tiebreak now, huh? Between those two?
Final round? No, we're going around the circle again.
God. Okay, yeah, all right.
TJ, you're up next.
What's the latest date available?
I believe it's 2008.
Yeah, can I take 2008?
No, come on. Share with the class.
Okay, you ready?
Hit it.
Yeah. Tell me how I'm supposed to be with, but I don't care what falls all night,
baby. She hit the floor. Lollipop's in there.
Oh no.
How did you not get low? How did you not get low?
She hit the flow.
All right.
Guys, it's really, really, it's really hard.
What did Shota get?
I don't know.
Exactly.
The songs in there were No Air, Whatever You Want, Bleeding Love, Lollipop, and Low.
Okay.
Well, I know my Lil Wayne, don't I?
No Air, Emotional.
I know.
Right? Okay.
Adam, you're up next.
Okay.
What year are you picking?
What do we have? We have 07 and 05?
Yes.
Okay. Just to make it easier on Jax.
No. Take... I don't need your charity. Sweetheart, I don't need your charity. Absolutely
wow.
not.
All right. Wow.
07 it is then.
All right. You ready?
Let's do
Get
it.
Get it. Soulja Boy, I want you to hurry up, man. Take 3.
Beauty from my shadow. Okay, Akon, smack that. Soulja Boy, tell him that the Yeah, I can't remember anything.
So the songs in there were Crank That, Stronger.
There's Jay-Z in there.
Umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful Girls and Smack That.
Oh, I hate this game.
That's 1 point for Adam. Okay. TJ, you're in the lead with 4.
I don't know how.
All right, Jax.
Godspeed, Jax. Right,
you wanted to be all tough.
I'm terrified.
Hope you're ready for 2005. Grade 11.
You ready?
Yeah.
Don't blow it, Jax.
Hit it. Tell me don't lie. Open up the dirty
wind. The man wants me spending. Run dirty. Oh my God. I had them all. As I went.
Oh man, what
that,
so
that was
hard,
Bad
right?
Day. Daniel Powder, yeah. Sexy Back, yeah. Unwritten.
Yeah.
Hips Don't Lie and Ride
It. As I was going, like I knew them, but when you have to recall them, it's so hard.
This is really bad, but I remember interviewing Daniel Powder when he had his follow-up album.
Yeah.
And me and my co-host at the time, our whole goal was to get him to say Bad Day.
Yeah.
So we were asking a bunch of questions. Like, Daniel, if you were outside walking in the rain and you slipped and fell, what kind of day would that be? And he didn't get it. Sorry, that's just a random.
That was
memory.
The album.
Yeah, it was literally, the album was, it was okay. Yeah.
All right, tiebreaker, because Jax and TJ both ended with 4 points.
Oh.
So, how many Instagram followers does Daniel Powder have?
Oh, God.
Closest to, you can go over.
I'll say 2.5 million.
Jax?
I'm going to go with 956,000.
So, at D Powder Music has 8,000 followers. Jax wins.
But like, not in a good way, I didn't win.
Dude, oh. Do we all have more followers than Daniel Powder?
Not me.
By the way,
you can follow me at On Air DJ. Make me beat Daniel Powder.
If you pick Jax, we're calling you back.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want to talk about this story that TJ keeps bringing up in trending. This one about Googling your own symptoms.
Yeah.
And how that actually might be good.
Yes.
So go through it one more time because I got some questions.
According to a study out of Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, it's not such a bad thing for people to Google their own symptoms because we do a pretty good job on the diagnosis. We usually find out that we're not dealing with the worst case scenario. So what it's basically pointing at is like, we're not going to figure out exactly what's wrong with us, but we're going to figure out what's not wrong with us, which can help narrow it down. Unless, of course, you're an anxiety bird like myself, in which case, just stay off the internet forever.
Yeah, I have no business looking up anything like that.
So I'm not one of those people that gets too concerned or bent out of shape because I feel like, really, I'm going to listen to the doctor and whatever the doctor says.
Yeah.
Have you Googled your own symptoms and how did it go out?
Oh, I had a bump on my foot, on my heel, and I thought it was...
Ah, the old bumpy heel.
Yeah, I thought it was a tumor, like for days.
You thought it was a tumor?
A tumor, that's what the internet told me, and I...
Did it tell you any specifics about the tumor, how you got the tumor, what to
no,
do about the tumor?
No, it was just that it was tumor. Cancerous and not good, you know? I went to the actual doctor.
So you put off going to the doctor because you didn't want to know?
Well, I was just like, I need to really enjoy my life right now. Make the most out of it. I went to the doctor.
Jax takes out a $100,000 loan. Yeah, yeah. Spends
travels
it on a
the world. Really eat, pray, loved the whole thing.
Yeah, really.
So I, like 4 days later, I went to the doctor and they're like, no, that's just a bone spur. Like you must be wearing
that's
new,
a chi, though.
New shoes. And I was like, oh yeah, I have been wearing new shoes.
That's why I get all my medical advice off Facebook.
Still alive!
It's good,
here
man.
I am.
That's good. I'm glad.
Proud of you, Jax.
Okay. Out of 100 in percentage.
Yeah.
How percentage tumor did you think you had it? Like, what I mean? Like, how much did you, how convinced were you?
Yeah.
I would say about 94.
No way!
Okay. Yeah, and like, because I was like, this can only be one thing. No, maybe like 90, but like, the worst part is like, my mother is like a nurse. Like, an emergency, like she's...
And you didn't show her?
No, like she lives in Nova Scotia, but like I easily could have called her, but I was like, no, like I don't want her to hear the news, you know?
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax. All right, so we're entering probably one of the most beautiful days of the year. And actually probably one of the most beautiful 4-day stretches. 19 today, 17 tomorrow with a little bit of rain. 20 on Saturday with mostly sun, and then a little bit of rain in the morning and sunshine in the afternoon on Sunday.
You know, TJ, you could get a tan.
Doubt it.
Don't think so.
I proclaimed it on Monday, though, guys. This is exposed ankle season, baby. Get out and expose your ankles.
You did hang out outside, because if you don't know about this about TJ, not a guy that likes to leave his house, but because he's in a relationship with somebody who does, now you do.
Yeah, by proxy, I love the outdoors now.
So what do you do? I know you've just moved into your new place.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do on a weekend like this where it's sort of in between? Because I'm sure that Val, your girlfriend, would be like, well, it's pretty easy to convince somebody to go outside when it's 25.
Yeah.
But when it's like, 15 or 16, some people are on the fence.
Val and I will take the stepdog out for a nice hour and a half walk. Maybe 2 hours. That's my stepdog. That's what I call her.
Okay.
And we go for a nice 2-hour jaunt. And maybe in a normal world, we might, lay some chairs down in a park or a patch of grass. And... enjoy some fine meats and cheeses.
Charcuterie?
Yeah.
Charcuterie. We just get the deli meats from the nearest Sobeys or Metro and just go to town.
That sounds great. Do you share any with the stepdog?
No.
Wow.
Because I'm her stepdogter, dog father. So she has to earn that for me.
Okay.
Oh. Like, what is happening? What?
I don't know what this bit is, but the point is, I have a stepdog.
Jax, what are you going to do with the time?
With my stepdog.
I just got a new bike, so that doesn't sound as exciting.
How did you get a new bike? Because no one's getting a new bike.
Okay, so I ordered it from the States. I went with this company that I ordered from years ago, and I just ordered it from there, and I sucked it up with the dollar, and I bought the cheapest bike I could, and yeah, I got it. So I'm going to go for a bike ride. Cool. Maybe cry on my bike. You never know.
Oh, fun.
No, yeah. It's going to be beautiful. I'm going to sit out back in my backyard alone because we can't see anybody. But I'm going to be outside, maybe with my girlfriend, Michelle. You never know.
Adam?
I am. You know what, guys? I'm going to say it. This weekend is convertible season.
So are you doing it?
I'm doing it. I'm bringing out the car. We're going. All I'm going to do is drive. I'm going to drive around like an old man because there's nothing else to do.
Smell like gasoline.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll give you $100 if you do it without your shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
Will you?
Yeah, let your chest hair flow in the wind.
It's so thick. I don't think it'll move.
Okay. If we're doing this.
Yeah.
If we're doing this. Okay. We're filming it.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Number two. Where do I want it? Where am I doing it? Where am I driving with my...
Right down the lakeshore, so it's fast enough to get the hair going, but slow enough that people can see it.
999-999, because I think there's going to be some good ideas.
Lakeshore Gardner?
No. Like up. Do the lakeshore that's not underneath the Gardner.
Okay.
Hang on. No, because people are going to miss it. I want somewhere where there's traffic, so you get held up.
Gardner, right?
No, like a Queen West or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Also, you need to be listening to Van Halen's Panama on repeat.
Right, he does love that song.
Great song. Okay.
All right, $100. TJ and I'll give it to you.
Shave the shoulders first or not?
No,
don't shave anything.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.